This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
And now let's shifting the focus over to our local markets. Bank Negara Malaysia said yesterday that it was closely monitoring conditions within financial markets in light of the continuing recent developments. It said in a statement that while ringgit movements will continue to be market determined, Bank Negara's market operations will ensure sufficient liquidity and orderly financial market conditions.
Meanwhile, Bank Negara also did not specify in its statement as to what these developments were, but we all know what they are, which is pretty much over the news. It's splashed over all the newspapers. And investors are closely watching Malaysia's political landscape after the resignation of Prime Minister Tun Mahathir as the leader of the country and also his reappointment as interim Prime Minister.
Yes, and for more analysis and market reactions here, we speak to our political our market commentator, Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Welcome, Vishnu. How have markets reacted to the news of a potential change in Malaysian government leadership?
I think, you know, the knee-jerk reaction has been one of risk off and uncertainty. So they were selling off Malaysian assets, and this is why you saw a sharp drop in the ringgit, which ordinarily, you know, in response to COVID or the coronavirus risks, doesn't perform as badly as Sing dollar usually, but it did fall further. Equity sold off, and I think the bond markets also sold off, but the saving grace is that bond yields globally are falling, so we didn't see a huge jump up in bond yields in response to the bond market shakiness.
And do you think such political manoeuvres have an impact on both the long-term and short-term investment sentiment towards Malaysia then?
That's a good question, and I think it does, because I think the here and now of the short-term memory markets is to think, is this uncertainty going to clear up right now, and do I get a stable solution, so to speak? If the answer is yes, then markets quickly buy back whatever they sold off, so the ringgit can stabilise quite quickly, as will equity, so on and so forth. But for longer-term investors, I think some bigger questions remain. And in this particular case, the two elephants in the room, the first one is whether the succession plan remains fraught, which means that we've just bought time, but not quite resolved the issue. And the second, and perhaps the bigger issue, is whether splintering of parties and looser coalitions become the norm in Malaysia, which may set it up for a slightly different political climate, which investors may also reassess. So these are maybe one might say premature concerns, but certainly these are thoughts that would enter an investor's mind.
Well, specific to that, what is Mizuho's specific country risk for Malaysia? Have you altered that barometer for investors in the light of the last 3 days?
No, not quite. You know, to be honest, we remain quite positive on Malaysia, and we see that in terms of economic fundamentals and investment potential, Malaysia remains very attractive. That said, I think it is very important what we see transpiring in the political landscape, particularly the manner in which coalitions are formed and the basis on which they are premised. These things become important because, I mean, the truth of the matter is, we can't get that kind of economic fundamentals without having a political system that is more robust, and some upheavals are not going to end that. So we're not particularly downbeat on this, but the resolution of this remains quite important.
And Vishnu, just a few weeks ago the ringgit was at 405, and today we're looking at it at about 420 and above that. What's your view of the ringgit going forward?
I think near term there will be two drag factors for the ringgit. One is, you know, we are running into a general strong dollar theme that's selling off Asia because of the coronavirus risks. So that will inevitably weigh on the ringgit. Whether ringgit outperforms or underperforms the regional currency then becomes the second order question, which I think will be around questions about the for very short-term views about the stimulus package that comes out to tide over this period. Beyond that, it becomes about the politics and what is going to happen, because there's still a lack of clarity as to exactly what we want to expect or what we'll expect out of this. So these things will determine whether we'll outperform or underperform regional currencies. But in the 3 to 6 month period, some underperformance and quite a bit of volatility needs to be priced in.
And Vishnu, do you think the risk is actually in Malaysian government securities? Because we know the foreign ownership there is high, right? Around 41%. Is there a risk of sell down?
You know, absolutely. That's one of the points, because I think, I mean, the two ways investors might argue this. One is they'll say, look, we are in a low yield environment, and Asian bonds still look attractive if investors are looking past the coronavirus risk. But we also remain wary of the fact that, look, within Asia there are switch trades, so they could sell off Malaysian ringgit bonds and go into other government bonds. So yes, there is that sell-off risk, but for now it is mitigated by the fact that this rush into safe haven is bringing yields down, so it's keeping prices still fairly attractive. So from that point of view, we don't see the impact of the sell-off as brutal, but that's not a reason for complacency, and this is certainly one risk to watch out for.
All right, thank you for that, Vishnu. And that was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Up next, we're going to take a look at a few stocks on Bursa Malaysia, including Aeon and Globetronics. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.